This is the second time in a relatively short period where we listen to this gospel in which Jesus engages his apostles, his disciples, in order to correct their wrong thinking, that is, about what is true greatness as his follower. And as we listen to it, of course, the church wants us to ask ourselves that penetrating question of why does this apply to me? Because each of us so often can be tempted as these closest apostles and disciples of Jesus were tempted to look away from him as this is what greatness is. This is what holiness of life is. It's to be the humble, obedient servant of others because this is the will of God. We're always being tempted in one way or another to look for greatness, if you will, satisfaction in either something or someone other than Christ, imitating him. Jesus corrects that and he gets their attention. We know that because we read the Acts of the Apostles, the other New Testament epistles, and very clearly, because of what they were witness to and party to in the terrible passion and death of Christ and witnesses to his glorious resurrection, they understood correctly what greatness really is. They lived it. They died living it, if you will, and they make this part and parcel of our lives as those who have received from them our faith, those of us who are members of the church on which Jesus established his church. So each of us, the church asks, listen, and then why does this teaching of Christ apply to me?